Neal, the host of the Good News Podcast. This is your source for good news, fun stories, and sonic joy. All of this goodness is coming to you from beautiful Chicago, Illinois.
For today's episode of the Good News Podcast, we are headed to Rwanda, where just recently, local community members came together to name 22 baby mountain gorillas. This traditional ceremony is called Kwita Izina and is now in its 21st year. All of this is brand new to me. I read about it in an article from the Good News Network and then truly fell down a bit of a rabbit hole. It's a really cool idea. Basically, every year, new baby mountain gorillas are named by people in the community and international folks as a way to bring more attention to the conservation of the species, as well as the local communities where they live. This year, newborn gorillas got names like Shikama, Rugamba, Mpinga, and they were given their names by famous local Rwandans, philanthropists, filmmakers, the UN Secretary for Tourism. It is a wide range of people coming together for the ceremony. Since its inception, 438 gorillas have been named, and it consistently draws attention to the successful conservation of these animals. At the moment, and this is sad, mountain gorillas are the only great ape population in the world that is showing sustained growth. They were on the brink of extinction, and now there are more than 1,000 in Rwanda. And part of the success seems to be linking conservation, tourism, and community development. People come to these national parks and nature preserves to learn more about the gorillas and maybe even see one, which means that community is getting those tourism dollars. And 10% of national park revenue goes directly to local communities. So that's beyond just people spending money at hotels and restaurants. That national park money can be used to build a school or improve the local water system. And with the growing number of gorillas, that means their habitat needs to grow too. Volcanoes National Park is planned to grow by 3,740 hectares, which, after a quick conversion, I think is about 14 and a half square miles. So all in all, very good news. Good news for the gorillas. Congrats on the new names. And for the communities nearby who are supporting the conservation and receiving some support back too. That's the good news I have for you today. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks for listening. If you've got good news or an idea for the show, amazing. Send an email to hello@thegoodnewspodcast.fm. While you're at it, follow us on Twitter @thegoodnewspod. If you love the show, think about supporting our Patreon or reviewing us wherever you're getting this podcast from. Both are great. The music you hear on the show is from Poddington Bear. Have a great day.